Thought you were finished with doing weird stuff.
I thought I was too, but I guess I'm not.
Naked Lunch, the 1991 David Cronenberg film, adapted from the William S. Burroughs novel, is a cult classic known for its hallucinogenic horrors and deadpan surrealism. The film also has an orchestral score with a featured soloist, the trailblazing alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman. This week, Lincoln Center is honoring Coleman, who died in 2015, with a four-day festival of music and film. The opening event on Tuesday is a screening of Naked Lunch with live orchestral accompaniment. The concert will bring the music into the foreground, explains composer Howard Shore.
We don't try to recreate the sound of the film. You don't really need to do that. What we do is we create an environment where the music can play in its own world and be free to be expressive and creative. And we work with the dialogue of the film and the story of the film and all the great imagery of the Cronenberg directing of the film. And we just bring those elements together in a way that's live.
Ornette's son, DeNardo Coleman, played drums on the Naked Lunch score and has been a careful steward of his father's legacy. When DeNardo considered who could fill in for his father with the orchestra, he quickly thought Henry Threadgill and Robbie Coltrane.
They both have a depth to their playing and an understanding of their own concept. And with my father, he wouldn't want anybody to try to recreate what he played or play like him. You know, he was all about moving forward with your own ideas and looking for newer and better ideas.
The process of revisiting this music has led to some new discoveries, even for Howard Shore, its composer.
I thought I knew the score pretty well, but the more I've been listening to it in the last month, because we've been doing rehearsals, getting ready for the performance, I feel like I appreciate Ornette's work on a much deeper level. I think Ornette would think it was healthy, you know, that the music had a life and being able to be appreciated, his work could be appreciated by a new audience.
Naked Lunch will be screened with live accompaniment at Alice Tully Hall on Tuesday night. I'm Nate Chenin, WBGO News.